This has been the worst week of fighting in Iraq since the fall of Baghdad 1 year ago. The U.S.-led coalition must now not only defeat an insurgency, but do so without allowing the conflict to escalate into a religious war. Edmund Gharib is on the line with us. He is an Iraqi specialist at the American University in Washington, D.C. Mr. Gharib, welcome.
Thank you.
And Adid Darwisha, who teaches political science at Miami University of Ohio. He joins us from member station WMUB in Oxford. Thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Gentlemen, for the majority of Iraqis, is a religious war with the U.S.-led coalition at hand? Can we start with you, Mr. Darwisha?
Not yet. I don't think so. There are elements in both communities, the Sunnis and Shiites, who are apt to follow religious edicts and might think of themselves as mujahideen, holy warriors. But I would have thought, certainly at the moment, that possibility is not there. But things can change, of course.
Mr. Gharib.
Yes, I agree. I think to a large extent we're not there yet. But there is that danger. I think that attack on the mosque and some of the other incidents are very dangerous when it comes to creating a new environment that may lead people to move in this direction.
When the U.S. announced its indictment of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, do you think that that was some kind of a boundary crossed in the Shiite community? He has been a very provocative figure, so as if he's sort of trying to draw this kind of violence toward him. Mr. Gharib?
He's been appealing lately to the people who are the poorest of the poor, the people who have not been represented, and feel that to a large extent he represents their views. The problem is when it comes to what happened with Assad is why, if there was a warrant for his arrest 3 months ago, why was it issued now? Why was his newspaper closed when not too many people were reading it in the first place? Both of these incidents have raised his image and, in fact, have strengthened him inside Iraq, and there is the danger of making him a symbol.
Adid Darwisha, if Muqtada al-Sadr is able somehow to sort of convert this, as he seems to wish to do, into a struggle over religion, once religious feelings are mobilized, do you think that that would make the whole situation in Iraq much, much more difficult than secular political resistance has been?
If that were to happen, it's not going to happen as a result of Muqtada al-Sadr. He leads a militia which probably number about 2,000. But this militia, in fact, are a bunch of thugs. On March 12th, for example, they moved into a small village in the south of Iraq called the village of Qawliya, which is inhabited by gypsies, and literally razed it to the ground because the gypsies tend to be people who get invited to parties to dance and to sing, and that was somehow against the moral code of this group. This group has been terrorizing women in southern cities. They've been terrorizing university professors simply because their messages didn't adhere to what they thought. Their code of dress wasn't the kind of thing that they expected them to wear. So to the bulk of the Shiites, Muqtada al-Sadr is not a leader that could ignite the kind of cataclysmic religious war that you were referring to.
What the U.S.-led forces are attempting to do now is to fight the insurgency, restore order. But how can they do that and at the same time attempt to sort of tamp down or calm down whatever religious animosities there may be, which might also be dangerous?
Well, I think to a large extent this is the challenge that the administration and the CPA face on the ground. The CPA has not shown sufficient sensitivity to the values of people in Iraq, whether in the Sunni or the Shia area. These are sort of some of these areas, semi-tribal, where tribal values are still present, where there are conservative values, where people don't like to see outsiders coming into their homes. And when it's not clear how long the U.S. is there, whether it's there to establish bases, whether it's there to control oil, the administration is going to face problems.
We've heard Hezbollah mentioned. What do you think is the possibility that foreign influence and outside influence could cause this religious war that we've been discussing to actually happen?
Iraq has become sort of a magnet for foreign forces. Actually, the first is perhaps the United States presence in underground in Iraq. But as a reaction to the U.S. presence, we've seen some radical Islamists moving into Iraq because they to fight the U.S. Presence there. We're seeing there have been reports of some Hezbollah people, some pro-Iran. But at the same time, I think we cannot forget that Iraq has many neighbors who have vital interests inside Iraq. I mean, Iraq is in many ways like a bridge to the whole neighborhood. You have Kurds in Syria, Turkey, and Iran. You have Shia in Iran and in Iraq and some of the Gulf states. You have some of the same tribes who are in Saudi Arabia and in Syria, Arab tribes, on both sides of the border. So these countries also feel that they have vital interests in Iraq. And there are other players. So if these people, if they feel that there is a vacuum, then they are likely to play a role because we're seeing very radical and rapid metamorphosis of local forces and regional forces inside Iraq.
Mr. Daouisha?
Iraq is at the moment a divided country. There is insurrection going on. There is a foreign occupying force, which is not particularly beloved by the Arab world or the Islamic world. And so by its very nature, it attracts foreign elements. I think, however, what's happening in Iraq is an insurrection by Iraqis themselves. If we can, in a sense, subdue the insurrection in Fallujah and the Sunni Triangle, if we can subdue the forces of Muqtada al-Sadr, if at the same time, while using force, we will also use the carrot by doing the kind of things, by the way, which we have been doing over the last year. Water treatment has been going on in Iraq. There's been great efforts at repairing the sewage system, electricity, and so on. If we continue to do these kind of things to win the hearts and minds of the bulk of the Iraqi population, as well as being very firm with those elements of Iraqi society, like the people in Fallujah and like Muqtada al-Sadr, I think we can really minimize the role of the foreigners and probably have an Iraq within a year from now on the way to recovery and to democratic political reformulation.
Thank you both very much. Adid Daouisha is a professor of political science at Miami University of Ohio, and Edmund Garib is an Iraqi expert at the American University here in Washington. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.